At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Cone Phone. My name is Grant Cone. I'll be taking your calls for the next hour. If you'd like to call in, there's a link in the description. There's a link pinned to the comment section. You click it and then boom, you're on the show. Once I let you in. Of course, the first person, the first guest is Korean 49er, already waiting diligently in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Going to get to him in a second. If you're looking for things to talk about, what we could talk about is the latest on Brandon Ayuk, although you can't say his name, or we could talk about the interview we did on The Pivot, or we could talk about the debate that Rob Stats Guerrera and Brother Bob had about whether Kyle Shanahan is great. I have thoughts on that. But I think to have that discussion, you have to first define greatness. Is it excellence, or is it even better than that? I think it's better than that. I think to be great, you have to be one of the best to ever do it. Otherwise, there has to be a word for that echelon, right? That tier of people. That's greatness. And that's what the Hall of Fame is supposed to be about, right? The best of the best, all time. So if Kyle Shanahan were great, that means if his career were to end today for whatever reason, he'd be inducted in the Hall of Fame, right? Well, obviously not. His dad isn't even in the Hall of Fame, and his dad won 3 Super Bowls as opposed to Kyle, who lost 3 Super Bowls. So greatness should probably be reserved. Korean 49er, love to know what's on your mind today.
I'm good, Grant. How are you today?
I'm okay. Not bad.
I was going to ask, first thing off my chest is, are you and your dad going to ever have that show about Willie Mays and Orlando Cepeda?
Yes. We'll do a show in 2 days and we'll do it then.
All right. I'll have to be watching.
Yes.
Good call. First thing is, I don't think Kyle is that great. We would always say that Jim Harbaugh was, you know, a great loser. But last time I checked, he won a national championship, didn't he? He finally won something big. And I think he could do that in with the Chargers.
And I think what's interesting about that is, like, I don't even think that makes Harbaugh great. Because, again, I think what Rob might say is, well, Kyle is one of the best coaches in the league right now. That doesn't mean you're great. Does that mean you're one of the best coaches ever? I think in the NFL right now, how many coaches are one of the best are among the best to ever do it? One? Andy Reid is among the best to ever do it. Is John Harbaugh? Not yet. I don't think so. I don't think Kyle is. I don't think McVay is one of the best to ever do it. No, but Andy Reid certainly is.
If John Harbaugh can dethrone the Chiefs and get them to a Super Bowl and win another one,
that changes things.
We could make that
argument. That changes things.
Yes.
So, like, Bill Belichick is great, even though he's no longer in the league and maybe he's past his prime. He's still great. He achieved that.
Yeah. I want to talk about our receiver who's hankering for a new contract, or at least more money and an extension.
Number 11.
Yes.
He who shall remain nameless.
Yes, he's a fine player. I don't have any problems with him and his talent, and willing to give everything he has on the field. I just remember, didn't the Chiefs defensive back coach say that they got him upset or angry during the Super Bowl? I'm like, you can't be. You know, when the stakes are on the line and you're trying to win a championship. You can't be out there losing your cool. You got to be, you know, put it aside, or you get that anger to motivate you for the next play or two, or yeah, however many plays in a row.
Yeah, I agree. You can't do that.
Yes.
Because he can blame other people for him not producing in that game, but he should bear some responsibility because the Chiefs had a plan for him and executed it.
Yes. Do you ever remember watching the NFL 100 Greatest with the Wide Receivers? Do you ever remember seeing that?
Mm-mm.
So the first wide receiver they name is Jerry Rice, and that's fair. So he tells a story that I think it was in the 80s when he had that 11-catch game and 200 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Rams. I can't remember the year off the top of my head, but he said Bill Walsh called him into his office, you know, thinking he was going to get a pat on the back. And Bill says, "Jerry, I need more from you." So you know that Bill was always thinking, "Hey, you're a great player. We appreciate everything you're doing, but we know you could take it, you know, take it to another gear."
Yeah.
And, you know, Jerry was shocked and stunned to hear that. And we can all kind of understand that. But then he saw Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott going up to Bill's office too. And you could argue that those are three of the top 10 greatest NFL players of all time, that Bill Walsh is saying, "I need more from you. We're trying to win championships.
Yeah.
Are you all dialed in and ready to do what we have to?"
Yeah.
So,
and ever since the Super Bowl ended, Ayuk's been really, you know, vocal about his role. But during the game, he was more concerned about scrapping.
Yeah. Oh, if you're getting a Mustang, I owned one before. I owned a stick, one that had a stick shift and was a GT. They're pretty fun to drive. I didn't have too many problems with mine. Just I bought mine new, but I don't know if you buy cars used or not, but I would advise buying it used so you kind of get over, you know.
The Stinger had 9,000 miles on it, and it was like $15,000 cheaper than it had been new. So yeah, I'm about
buy it used, and I would recommend buying a coupe instead of a convertible. Convertibles are
I wouldn't get a convertible. Not my style.
Yeah, you could always.
I'm trying not to draw too much attention to myself anyway, because I'm getting pulled over in the Stinger now. When I get it washed, I'm getting pulled over. It's too nice.
That just means they're after you.
They're after me. They know about me.
So, I didn't have too many problems with. I just a normal gas and maintenance, and I didn't have too many problems with mine. So,
Good to know.
Just as a heads up,
I'll look into it, man. Thank you, Korean Niner. Good to see you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, ASA86. If you want to get on the show, Paul Uday. Nowd, you got to turn on your camera, otherwise you can't come on the show. Sorry, I'll know you, Francisco the Mech. Been a while.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's been a long while. Good. Well, I after the Super Bowl, I kind of disconnected from football because that was that kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking at the 2020 first round pick.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bit tired of all of this. Like, everyone's talking about it. I don't really like all of these contract negotiation talks. Like, either sign him or don't. I just want to know the outcome.
That's what I don't like. That's what I didn't like about his interview with the Pivot, because he made it real clear. He's like, "I'm loving this, man. Like, this can't last long enough. This is so money. They're talking about me all the time on ESPN. He got off the plane the other day, and there was a TMZ guy waiting for him. And he was so excited to be like stalked by TMZ. He took a video of it and put it on his TikTok and tagged it, "Mama, we made it." Like, now you made it? You were in the Super Bowl. You're an all pro. Like, this is the kind of, you want to be a celebrity? Is that, I thought Debo was the guy who wanted to be a celebrity. Turns out it was Ayuk, not Debo. That's crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah. I actually like how he plays a lot. I like the,
me too.
How he's aggressive all the time. Like, if we compare him with Debo, Debo's aggressive with the ball. Yeah, but when not, he's like jogging around. Whereas Ayuk's always giving 100%, which I like. But I said his name. Damn it.
Ah.
But yeah, I would like them to sign him because I like how he plays, how he meshes with the team. But I just want to know where it goes. I don't like this flip-flopping and taking.
Do you have the feeling that they're going to announce an extension tomorrow?
I don't know. Days.
I mean, tomorrow's Monday.
I don't know.
There was, yeah. You know, there was a meeting last week, and then there was a video of IU going into the facility on Friday. Do they want to until the first of the week and have a big news conference?
After Jimmy, I don't wait for announcements because we were waiting for announcements for like 2 years with Jimmy and it didn't come.
That's a good
and
point.
It didn't come.
That's true. So, yeah. It's true. Well, we'll see what happens.
It was good talking to you.
Good to see you, man. Always. I'll see you soon. The Mech, Mr. Blue Magic, Paul Uday, Conrad 49, Aeneas, Hugo, Niner Empire, DMV. All you guys are getting in on the show. Now it's Mr. Blue Magic's turn.
Grant, what's mobbing, Brody? It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Good to see you,
man. I'm chilling. It's a pleasure to be back. We got beef.
Me and you?
Yo, this Brandon Ayuk blasphemy is crazy.
Okay.
When Brandon Ayuk put out the tweet about this being a year as a fourth option, I'm gonna have 1,000 yards, yada yada yada. Everybody was singing his praise. The reason BA's contract should have already been done, and it should have been closer to what he's asking for, is because it's more than just the on the field stuff. BA is in. He's every offseason, he's taking the young guys. He's teaching them how to beat a Niner. He's teaching a Niner culture when he's not even in the Niner culture. He's not in the Cabo clique. He ain't throw no fits. He went out. He did everything he's supposed to do. He don't take no plays off. He was a captain even without being a captain. Like we always talk about having veteran leadership on teams and how sometimes that's more important than other stuff. And I keep hearing, oh, I'm tired of hearing about BA and he's being X, Y, and number one, this is a new generation. This is a new era. These generations now do things a whole lot different from when other players and other generations was coming up. So we're faulting him for saying, hey, yo, this is me. This is what I've been giving you. I put it all on the line. And nobody said nothing about Bosa. Nobody said nothing about Bosa. It wasn't no, we're tired of hearing about Bosa. We're tired of worrying about if Bosa is going to be in camp, so forth and so on. Go ahead.
There's a difference though. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But the difference is that Bosa didn't call up Ryan Clark and say, I want to do an interview. Bosa didn't have because a TikTok and like talk about it publicly. So maybe you don't feel like that. You don't have a problem with that, but that's the difference between them. Bosa let his agent handle it.
Bosa didn't even have to let his agent handle it. Bosa's name handled it. The same thing we say about Shanahan.
That's true.
It's his father's name. So Bosa got a pass because of his name. His brother did the same thing.
But hold on. Let's be fair though. Nick Bosa, he has the name, but he also was the defensive player of the year, and he had been a Pro Bowler three times. So Ayuk doesn't have that resume. He's been an All-Pro once. He's had one special season. He's been consistent, but he's had one special season. That's another difference. And he wants to be paid like people like AJ Brown who've had 3-4. And there's excuses for that. It's not his fault. It's not like he wasn't showing up in the past. It's just the way it is.
But when you really break it down and look at it, he has been showing up. Because we've said it on many occasions. Imagine what he would do if he had those type of targets. Imagine what he would.
That's why this is a sticky situation, because that's a valid argument. But he's coming from a place of imagine if I, what if? It's like, yeah, but AJ Brown doesn't have to play the what if game. Jamar Chase doesn't have to play the what if game. So your negotiations is going to be harder.
Even with that, right? So I hear that a lot too. Oh, he's trying to break the market. No, he's not. The money he's asking for is the tier that he's on. So people keep bringing up the Jamar Chase, the Justin Jefferson. He's not asking for that tier money.
What I would say real quick is I don't mind what he's asking for. I think if I were his agent, I'd be I'd be right there with him, man. You should be getting 28, 29, 30, 31. And I'm going to fight for you. I don't have a, that's not where I'm frustrated isn't the word. tired. I feel like he's milking his time in the spotlight. And I felt like the way he talked in that interview kind of confirmed what I feel like. Oh, you've always wanted this, man. You just didn't know how to get it. And you were a little envious of the people that were older than you on the team. And now you feel like it's your turn. It's like, that's a bit of a turnoff to me. It's a little bit of a turnoff. It doesn't mean,
I can see that. But yeah. I can also see that from the start of this, the fan base within itself flipped on him. So now it's like, yo, y'all flipping on me and y'all telling me I don't deserve X, Y, and Z. When y'all, and he literally said, had we got this done before this, you would have had me at damn near the price that you're trying to give me.
I made that point too. That's true. Hey, that's what happened.
So
the market shifted in my favor. What am I supposed to ignore that?
And we always give credence to the organization and come at the players like, hey, that's the business. Well, the business is the price. Yesterday's price is not today's price. And you allowed it to get this way. And here's something else, because we always talk about Shanahan's culture. Look at how many players that left the team that told the truth about the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at how certain players in the culture talk about other teammates.
Yeah.
So we always want to. So now people are saying, oh, well, BA is selfish. The Cabo click is selfish.
That's true. Look, they, I guess all I would say is, all I would say is with wide receivers, it's tough to know what they're going to be like when you pay them a ton of money. And if he's saying I took a backseat for 4 years and I'm not going to do that anymore. Does that mean that once he gets paid, that if he doesn't, you know, get a certain amount of targets per game, or if he's not featured in a certain game, like that's a problem? Because the whole Niners culture is like, you may not be featured today, but you could be featured next week. And Kittle's okay with that. Yeah. Debo's okay with that. Is he going to be okay with that? Or is he going to be Antonio Brown? You don't want
But now, all right. So
Antonio Brown was the hardest worker. He showed up for practice. He set the tone. Like, he did all that stuff too. He was great.
Antonio had other issues.
True. And Brandon isn't anywhere near there. No.
And that's my thing. Because of what BA has showed time in and time out, especially with being in a doghouse and Kyle still won't say what he did to get there. The same way, we got a running back who only averages 6+ yards and he can't seem to get on the field. We don't know what that's about. But with BA, I don't see him get, even regardless of how you take what he said, because only he knows what he meant. You know, we can go off of what we think he was trying to relay. But I just from day one as a rookie to last season, I can't see him turning into a T.O., turning into a Chad Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He hasn't shown enough of that. Even with the interview, I still think it's more frustration. It's more so of, for everything I give you, I want you to show me that. Like, you can tell me, yeah, I want you back on the team, but look at Armstead. And we criticize these players at certain points. And it's a lot of, oh, well, look what B.A. did in the Super Bowl. Do people not realize that B.A. had less catches than Debo and Kittle combined and had more yards? So if we want to start talking about production, look at Nick Bosa. Eric Armstead had more production by himself than Bosa and Hargrave combined. So we gotta start keeping this stuff in line, and I think it's a lot of bias when it's anyone outside of the Cabo clique or one of Kyle's friends on the team.
Well, you know, I don't stick up for those guys. I just felt that I've been sticking up for Ayuk for a long time, and I felt that the way he presented himself in this particular interview was probably not the way he meant to. Because he came across as a bit immature and selfish. And I'm not sure that he is. Because the way he plays in a selfless way a lot of the time. So I guess that was my main commentary.
But you know what else? And I love when you and Papa Cone, oh, you already know, shout out Brooklyn, we in the building. Papa Cone, I took my old lady in your old hood in Brooklyn too. I put that in the DMs, Grant. Go listen to some of the messages that we got inside the inside the chat. But we also gotta remember that these are young men.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like we can talk about maturity all we want, but these are young men. These are men that's still trying to find a way, and he might be running off emotion.
When he said, you know, I didn't play. Why were you at Sierra College? Well, I didn't play football junior year of high school. Why didn't you play football junior year of high school? I was getting into the wrong stuff. I was focused on all the wrong stuff. What was it? A girl? Nah. I was just getting into the wrong. Like, clearly, Brandon is a bit of a late bloomer. Like, he was going down the wrong path. He found himself before it was too late. And yeah, like you can see he's a little bit of. I think a late bloomer is a nice thing to say. Yeah. Yeah, he's 26. He doesn't necessarily come across as 26. I'm a little bit more like 21. I mean, being starstruck by TMZ. Come on, Brandon. Come on, man. You're way better than that.
But here's something else. In certain environments and coming up in certain areas, like we're fed that once you reach certain plateaus, you know what I'm saying? So it's
center top 10. SportsCenter top 10 and TMZ.
When you got the media,
I just think it's TMZ, funny. Like in 3 years, he's going to be so beyond that and he won't give a shit. But now it's like, whoa, for me?
And to be totally honest, like you said before, I can see in those same years, that's still appealing to the Debos and the Kittles.
Because
even outside of that, regardless of how you took BA in the interview, Look at how Kittle acts. You know what I'm saying? Outside of football and even during football. So when we want to talk maturity, BA still holds himself so like when he's in football, he's a seasoned vet. And we keep talking about, oh, well, it's 24 compared to you should be. We don't understand that because we don't make that.
Yeah. Man, I hate to cut you off, but I've given you about 20 minutes and I got to go through a bunch of numbers. I can talk to you all day, man. It's a pleasure to see you.
You already know. I'm happy to be back. For everybody that reached out because they haven't seen me in a while, I went through a couple of little family things. I appreciate the love. Grant, you know you my guy.
You my guy too, man. Glad we talked. Good to see you. Talk to you soon. All right. ASA86, what's up, man? You're muted. Just press the little microphone button on your screen.
Got it. How's that? Better?
Yeah, better.
All right, excellent, man. How are you, Grant?
I'm good. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Good. I've been watching you, you know, since 2021, pretty much every day.
Oh, so thank you.
It's good to say hello, finally, after nice all to this say time. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Mr. Blue Magic kind of just stole my thunder, man. I don't want to have anything to say.
I get the feeling a lot of people are calling in to tell me I'm wrong about the interview, so have at it. I won't defend myself.
Nah, I don't know, man. I usually agree with most things that you say. Yeah, I don't agree with your take on this. So I think BA's weird. His cadence of talking is weird. He's not like, he doesn't talk like just your average person. It's hard to like kind of really interpret like where he's coming from. But what I got out of it is actually, he's very earnest. You know, he's very honest and very earnest when he speaks always, you know? And
that's true.
Yeah, I think
he doesn't sugarcoat it. He says what he feels. That's true.
He's very, very smart. And I think he's doing something with that, you know, his social media thing. I don't know if he's going to record it and make some documentary out of it later or like what's he up to. But it hasn't been totally ineffective. It's like what he's doing on the social media, you know, which, again, I'm a fucking old guy. Other than YouTube watching you and a handful of other guys, I don't have social media, you know. But other than, you know, you know, I think he's getting his point across, at least to me. But I'm kind of completely on his side on this.
What I would say real quick is that going on the pivot with Ryan Clark was very strategic and smart.
Yep.
And I think it probably accomplished more than, you know, emojis on Instagram or videos like saying they don't want me. Like, I think that interview with the pivot probably made the Niners nervous. Like, what did you tell them?
Yeah.
What's gonna go on?
It's interesting that Ryan.
What's gonna get out?
They started the show by saying you requested this, right?
Yes.
So he's out there giving.
And I would imagine that there are parts of that interview that didn't make the final cut. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I'm sure. Yeah. I would imagine. What if Brandon did that interview, took the uncut version of the Niners and said, this is what's going to air. If we don't get this done, what do you think? This is, I'm going to say what you said to me this day. I'm going to say what you said to me this day. I did say it. It's right here. But I'm going to tell them to cut it out if we can negotiate in good faith. I mean, it seemed like that was very strategic and possibly successful, what Brandon did.
Strategic. I think so. I think for me, it actually, like I said, I've been on this side completely on this, but it further solidified like kind of how I look at it.
Okay.
I think part of the problem is, again, it all gets back to Shanahan, and maybe it's my wife thinks it's her fault. She can't stand you because she thinks you've turned me against the Niners and Shanahan and all of that. But I can't stand him anymore. I just can't stand him as a coach. And it kind of highlights some of his like grave weaknesses as a coach. What Brandon is doing, he's saying, getting out there saying, I want to be heard, just like your previous guest said, because he's not part of the clique. Shanahan isn't going out there advocating for him.
He's so like he the stepchild, right? He's like, acknowledge me. Love me.
And that's not even sure. That's not any one of us in our workplace. If you and I
would want that.
Yeah. Show up with two guys, you and your colleague show up, you come in every day, you keep your mouth shut, you do your job, you outperform, you do the dirty stuff on the side. And the colleague is the, like the teacher's pet, is the boss's pet.
Cause they golf together.
That doesn't stand. Yeah. That's not something like, come on, just take your money. It's all right. Do this. No, it's like, absolutely not. I want my money. And I want everyone to acknowledge in this building, even though I'm friends with Debo, I'm a better teammate than Debo. I'm the leader here. This is the thing about Brandon. He's not part of the culture. At this stage, Brandon is the culture in on the things. That's it. He's the only young guy there that's like saying, this is the culture. This is how we got to do it. He's the only serious guy there. Look, the Kittles, the CMCs, they're going to be washed in a couple of years. They got a couple more years in them, maybe, and they're done, you know? Brandon's the only guy on offense other than Purdy that's like has a future on this team. And he's done everything to be, get the deserve and respect of the coach, the organization, the media, and everything to be respected in that way. Everything, what he does on the field, off the field, he just barely been on social media the last couple of years. The only time after last year, he tweeted once, remember saying, don't forget. Even last year, I think it was even the end of the Super Bowl, the year before the Super Bowl year. He said, don't forget when he kind of broke 1,000, you know, I broke 1,000, you know, I was number 4 option and I'm, you know, got my 1,000 yards. So next year when I'm doing my contract negotiations, don't forget. So that's his like strategy with social media, whether good or not. I think it's all right. But yeah, it's really important. It's really important for Shanahan to stand up, vocally give Brandon his flowers and say, yeah, this I'm advocating for this guy and I want him to get paid more than Debo. He'll never do that.
Real quick, I gotta let you go. You're doing a great job. Do you think that'll happen?
No,
Kyle.
Not
I mean, knowing Kyle the way you do.
Egotistical.
He's dug in.
I cannot stand that, man. Anyway, man, it's good meeting you finally. I'm sure
I'll meet you too, man. Calling anytime.
Going forward. And hey, good job. Hey, you're a really good guy too in terms of how you bring these like younger content makers, not even younger, these other content makers, you've created a community here.
Thank you.
And that really says something, man. That's really, really good of you. I think your dad said you're a nice boy and you are a nice boy, even though you always act like a punk. I love you.
I appreciate it, man. I act like a punk for a living, man. Have a good one.
Take care, man.
Peace. Even though you act like a punk, I think you're nice. That was nice. Paul Newland, been a member for 33 months. Thank you, Paul. All right, Paul. This is different Paul though. Paul, how you doing?
Yo, what's poppin', Grant?
How you doing, man?
So I got two things I wanted to say and one thing I wanted to ask you. The first thing is, everybody relax. R-E-L-A-X. It's June. It's what? It's about to be July. Mm-hmm. These, you know, receivers are the most, I don't want to say divas, but they have a stereotype to them because, you know, they're receivers. Wasn't Debo in the club 2 years ago holding up a sign saying, trade me? And, you know, we signed him in August of that year. I'm not worried at all. Now, if it's 2 months from now and we're about to go into week one and he's still not signed, that's maybe a cause for concern. But knowing how I feel, knowing how they feel, Ayuk is going to get paid because let's be honest, he's our best receiver. He's younger than Ayuk. He's younger than Debo. He's a better route runner. He's a better creator than Kittle. He has to get the money because he's going forward. He's going to be the funnel through which our plays are created. Right. And the second thing I wanted to say is I'm always going to root for the players to make money, man. The NFL is a cutthroat business. What the average time players play in the league is 3 years. I'm never going to root for these trust fund kids in the front offices over the players who, you know, when I spend $300 to go to Levi Stadium to watch the team, I'm not watching the guys in suits. I'm watching the guys who went through high school, went through college, and got in the league and put their lives on the line every week for us, you know? So I'm always going to root for the player over the team, you know, get your bag. And the one thing I wanted to ask you is, how much is Purdy's looming contract playing a factor into this? Because if he plays like he did last year or even improves upon it, I'm thinking that kid's going to get $55, $56, $57 million a year. And, you know, at that point, we've been paying every star. That's the one of the reasons I'm not worried about Ayuk, is because we pay every star. We're not a cheap franchise. But Purdy getting paid, that, you know, that dam's going to break. Something's going to have to give. Go ahead.
The way I envision the Purdy thing is, it feels like the same thing is going to happen with Ayuk, in the sense that now the market is $55 million a year for a quarterback. Now. But yeah. Next year, the cap will go up 13%. Someone will get an extension that pays them $65 million, and that'll be Purdy's value. So I don't know about $55 million. If he has another season like last, it'll be $65. And that's just the way it is. And as much as I like Brock Purdy, I'm not sure that he's worth that.
Yeah, that's fair. Going off of what we've seen, that's why this year is so important. If he does have a good season, he's going to get the bag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why the Niners are maybe hesitant on paying Ayuk. Or what do you see happening this time next year? Are you going to get the bag and we're going to have to maybe trade Debo, release Kittle? Like, what is the Niners' game plan going forward when you do have such a massive contract looming?
It seems like this is Debo's last year on the team, most likely. That's what it seems like. So
is that why we drafted Pearsall?
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. One of those two won't be here past this year. Probably Debo. What's interesting is, like, people, I felt like Niner fans really turned off to Debo a couple years ago during the contract negotiation, kind of never really forgave him. And in retrospect, it feels like he didn't do anything that Ayuk didn't do. In fact, he never went on the pivot and talked about how awful the Niners have been to him for an hour. That was what Ayuk did. And it seems like Niner fans are still very much in his corner.
Debo, there's a grit to him that I guess attracts Niners fans. I love the guy, man. You swing passes, takes it 55 yards for a touchdown. He's the type of player that embodies the 49ers. But going forward, I want a guy like Ayuk on our team who doesn't get locked down by Trent McDuffie, you know?
True.
True. I always just wanted to say to the Niners fans, relax.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Ayuk is going to get paid. He will be the number one receiver for this team going forward.
All right, Paul. Thank you for calling in. Good call.
Thank you.
Conrad 49, how are you?
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Look, I'm like with this number 11 problem, but with this number 11 thing, I'm like sick of him going on podcasts. It was Shannon Sharp. Now it's the other job. I mean, like, what is he going on a world tour to complain about what the 49ers are not paying him? I mean, I'm not trying to be the, you know, evil or anything like that, but you got people that don't ain't going to even make the money they offering you,
right,
and you are complaining about it. But I understand football players, they put, I mean, it's not like the Army, like we say, they put their lives on the line. People in the Army put their lives on the line. Yeah. He put on a uniform. Yes, he can get hurt, but I understand you got to get your money. But I'm like, it's turning me off by seeing you going on podcast after podcast after podcast. It's like getting real stupid. And my question to you, Grant, is why do the 49ers over, I mean, like, they think their players are better than what they really are. Like, they good for your scheme front, but like, you got asked for 2 first rounds for like Jimmy or like Brandon Ayuk, though they not worth 2 first rounds. They only good in your system. You put them in other system, they not gonna look good. Just like I really agree with you about Brock Purdy. Even though the Shanahan tree is around the league now, he's only good in Shanahan offense. You put him in another offense, he's not going to look the same as he did the 49ers.
That's true. I think the Niners have had some big losses in trades with Buckner and Lance, and I think they are afraid to do a trade where they don't clearly win it, which kind of puts them in a position where they don't do anything.
That's the thing. But see, Grant, that's what I want to ask. That's another thing I want to ask you, Grant. John Lynch always talk about winning a trade. What trade have he won? What trade have he won?
Trent Williams.
Tell me.
Not Chase Young.
Okay. One trade. Out of all the trades they actually made, he won one trade, Trent Williams? Okay. I mean, it's like, I don't even want to get into really detail. I know you got the cards and everything. But I just wanted to say I agree with you, Grant, as far as the number 11 problem. Whereas though, like, dude, stop going on podcasts. If you don't want them, if you feel like they treating you unfairly, just go to them and say, trade me. That's it. Even though it's too late to be trading them now, because all that you're going to do is get draft picks. Trade them for another player.
I agree. Would have been nice. Yeah. Still time. Yeah.
Yeah. You still. But thanks, Grant. I don't want to hold you up. I continue watching the show. Keep on doing what you're doing. Love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Conrad. Good call. That was a good call. JC has been a member for 30 months. Kyle Levy stands on dumb, says, shall we have a debate? BA less touches than Mitchell. I think we've debated this before. We could do it again on our next show for sure. That one killed me. I was looking at who had the most touches on the team last year. It was 1 McCaffrey by far, 2 Debo, 3 Elijah Mitchell. What can someone explain to me why Elijah Mitchell is still on the team? What does Elijah Mitchell do well at this point? Why? What does he do? When it comes to running the ball, Jordan Mason's better. When it comes to catching the ball, Jordan Mason's better. I just don't get that. Obviously, Ayuk's a lot better than Elijah Mitchell, but Kyle Shanahan, man, he calls the plays. I just don't understand. Aeneas.
Yo, what's up, Grant?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm really good. I'm a longtime fan. I've been rocking with you for like 5+ years before I even graduated high school. I remember when you told people to start Raheem Mostert in the Super Bowl, and he started to Tevin Coleman. And I really want to talk to you about the Brandon Ayuk debacle and really the how our offense is going to change from the trajectory that it's been. It's always been cheap quarterback, star players. Once Brock Purdy has this good season, it's going to be star quarterback and little weapons, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to the Cincinnati game when they played the 49ers. And I remember I saw Ayuk, he had the game-winning touchdown. Right then and there, I knew, me personally, that he was the best receiver on the team. And when the offseason went and then they paid Debo, that's when I really feel like they messed up. Because they really could have got Ayuk. Ayuk would have signed this deal for $23 million last year.
Last year, yeah.
Last year, he would have took that $23 million. And we wouldn't even be talking about this. We'll be on to D'Amador Lenore, who needs to get paid. Mm-hmm. Hufanga, that needs to be paid, because look at how our defense was in the run defense. We had one of the worst run defenses in the playoffs. Literally, we got hit with the same run play over and over. The crack toss.
Dude, they were practicing defending that in OTAs. In like, OTA, it was so funny.
I'm never really worried about our defense because our defense, we have a stacked defense. It's of the offense. They messed up by signing Debo to that long-term deal when they knew that there was no way you're going to keep giving him the uses, especially when they traded midseason for CMC. That just did not make sense. They basically do the same thing, if we're being honest. And every time we play an AFC team, you see what happens. Once they stop the run game, Purdy can only throw to Ayuk and Jennings.
Yep.
If we're being honest.
That's true. And I think,
me personally, with the NFL draft,
there isn't a ton of chemistry between him and Debo.
There is, but it just don't work because Cleveland Browns, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Ravens, they all play heavy man. And Debo, he really just can't beat man, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I really think that we need to do is we really just need – I feel like we kind of messed up with the pick because Pearsall, I've seen his highlights and I feel
Real quick. Did you watch the video, the interview with Ayuk where he talked about?
I watched the hour. Yes.
He was like, man, I'm a true X receiver, man. You can line me up. I can run any route. Like, I mean, I could run shallow crosses too. I could run deep crosses too. Like that's Debo.
Dissing like Debo and stuff, talking about
he was absolutely. If I were Debo, I would have felt dissed by that interview. Like, yes, dude, I've always supported you publicly, and you took a bunch of shots at me without naming my name. Like, why? Why?
He literally said he's a true X and that he doesn't need to run shallow crosses, dig routes, all that
like
stuff.
Like number 19 over here. Like, damn. Yes.
Like he was really calling him out, and I really feel like. Like, they had the opportunity to trade Debo in the season earlier, like, before June. But
Aeneas,
I just don't know how they're going to
do that. Off. If Debo 2 years ago when he was campaigning for his extension, if he had gone on a podcast and said he could see himself playing for Washington or Pittsburgh, how would Niner fans have felt? How do Niner fans let BA get away with that?
He would have been on the trade block.
They would have been done with him. You would have had videos of people burning his jersey. But BA says it and people are like, you know what? He has a point. I'm like, for real? He's under contract with the Niners right now. How do you say that?
If BA doesn't make that Detroit Lions catch, they're still slandering him to this day.
Yeah.
I promise you. Yeah. They're still slandering him. Because me personally, I feel like they should have really gone the route of going defense in the first round of the draft. Because I feel like they had Cooper DeJean. They had way more people to pick than Pearsall. Because me personally, they could have got there was a couple receivers in the second round that they could have got.
Cowing in round four, who may end up being better than Pearsall.
Yes. Cowing already looks like he could be better than Pearsall.
Yeah.
I really just think that Brock Purdy's probably going to have a good season. But me personally, if we pay him $60-plus million, we're cooked. I'm just saying we're cooked.
That's the end. Yeah.
Yeah. This will be the end of the Kyle Shanahan term because anybody who's seen a rain game of Brock Purdy, his QBR is like 60s and 50s. It might be worse than Zach Wilson at times. And I'm just being honest. In the rain, he literally cannot throw, and we have to turn it to a pure running team, literally.
Yeah, it's alarming.
Offensive line is not a run. They can't even. I played offensive line in high school, and that offensive line we have right now. Is not even NFL. Like that's not even a college offensive line. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's nothing special. No.
Like, no. That's why these AFC teams always, every time you play an AFC team, we get destroyed and we have a disadvantage on offense because our offensive line cannot block.
Also why I feel like the Harbaugh Niners would have beaten the Shanahan Niners because Shanahan Niners couldn't have handled Justin Smith. They couldn't have handled Justin Smith. What Chris Jones does to the Niners, Justin Smith
will. Bosa will be falling for the read option the whole game.
True.
He knifes in the whole game.
True. Like, yo, Aeneas, I got to take some more calls, man. Call in any time, though, dude. You killed it.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much. Kyle, I don't want to debate Ayuk. How about Kyle Levy? Yeah, me and you are going to have to try pretty hard to find something we disagree about with Kyle. Hugo, you got to quit smoking, man. When you're done, I'll bring you on the show. Niner Empire, DMV, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Well, you know, we back at it again. Just remind me of DeForest Buckner all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Traded him. It's all over again.
Yep.
You literally you waited too late.
No, it's different. The difference is it's like if they held on to Buckner but drafted Kinlaw anyway somehow, and then tried to figure out what to do with Buckner, and then didn't extend
you. You could have easily in that whole situation. We had Tristan Wirfs right there, and we didn't take him. So like you could have solidified your line on the right side with Tristan Wirfs. But what did they do? They traded to the Bucks, which Bucks had just got Tom Brady, so they needed to protect Tom Brady on the right side, and the right side was vacant. They go get a rookie in Tristan Wirfs, who was a top 10 pick. You go in this draft, you get Ricky Purcell. So you telling everybody, all right, so Debo is on his way out the door. Then why did we pay Debo 2 years ago when we could have traded him and got draft stock for him and could have replaced him that way?
Seriously.
There's so many ways we could have done better. And I agree with BA, but then I'm like, this is the culture that Kyle has built. You've built this culture like this. We don't do nothing the 49er way. You should have been paid BA. You should have paid him. Get it out the way. You keep waiting to the last minute to pay everybody. Everybody's not going to fall for that same concept.
Yeah. Like, you've been doing it for like 20 years. Everyone knows how it goes. It's not helping you anymore.
No, it's not. And then the fact that in our draft, how did we get better? How did we really get better?
That's what I was wondering.
Maybe Renardo Green
in round two. Maybe he like steps in right away. But other than that, I don't see how it happened.
So what does this remind you of? The running back tour.
Yeah.
2019 all over again.
Yeah.
After 2019, what do? We ran it back, and it didn't work.
6-10.
You didn't solidify the right side of the line.
And you know what happened in 2020? The starting quarterback went down early, and the backup quarterback was not good enough. And then for the next 3 years, they talked so much about we got to have a quarterback room. You got to be three deep, da-da-da-da. If we get an extended stretch of Josh Dobbs or Brandon Allen, it's going to be bad. Bad.
But this is what I'm saying with Kyle. I agree with the one of the callers. I don't like Kyle. What makes Kyle a great coach? What has he done? He's played the same daggone team in the Super Bowl twice and lost to them by 1 point, a 1 point difference. And then
here's what I see it.
It's sad because
he gets credit for putting the team together. For sure. It's a great roster. He helped do that. He gets credit for his play designs and his opening scripts for sure. But he is the head coach of the best roster in football, and he can't win a championship with it. That doesn't make him a great head coach.
No.
It doesn't.
We're about to beat the Buffalo Bills, bro.
A lot of head coaches have won championships with less than he has now. He has one of the more talented teams to not win a Super Bowl. He's supposed to be great. He should have the capability to close the deal. And so far, he hasn't.
And then you make decisions that don't make sense in clutch situations. You go into overtime, you don't defer. Where does that not make sense at? Like, defer. Then you didn't know the rules for overtime as your excuse? Well, I didn't know the overtime rules. How? You're a head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
You get paid plenty good money to scheme.
Yep. Yep.
And you didn't scheme. So, like, it's to the point now. I'm just over it. Like, you're gonna wind up paying BA. You're not gonna not pay him. You're gonna pay
right.
him. Yeah. Going on the podcast just explained how he really felt about the organization. Yeah. It's just that he's under contract. And like I told people before, with Debo's not a route runner. You have to scheme him open. He's an athlete. If since NCAA football coming out, he would be an athlete.
Right.
He wouldn't be a receiver. He wouldn't be a running back. So we have to constantly scheme him over. That becomes predictable. With BA, he's a route runner. He can get open.
Yeah.
It's just that you don't give him enough targets. Okay, I understand that. You share the ball. You spread the ball around. But the one person that you really don't get targets to is Kittle. He's a glorified high-paid blocker.
It's ridiculous.
So your whole scheme is set up. It's so predictable. I hate to say it, but that's why the Chiefs always got our number.
Yeah.
The only reason why we won the Lions game in the NFC Championship, because you let Brock Purdy do his thing.
He
got off the script.
It's true. You know what's crazy, too? So, like, they went to the Super Bowl 5 years ago, and Jimmy was the quarterback, and they scored 23 points. Am I right? Mm-hmm. They scored 23. Mm-hmm. Am I right about that? No, hold on. Maybe I'm right. It might be 21. I want to know. Because it was very similar to what they did the last time.
Yeah.
Let me get this right. Mm-hmm. They score 20. They score 20 with Jimmy. Okay. They come back 4 years later. Brock, McCaffrey, Ayuk, three guys that weren't on that team. Three great players. They score 22.
Okay.
And 19 in regulation. 19 in regulation, despite all those additions to the team. So what's holding them back? What's the common denominator? The head coach.
Kyle.
The offensive genius.
But don't nobody want to admit that. Because you have so people many are starting to figure it out. Fans, 49er fans are so set up with whatever the 49ers say, it goes. I like the other caller about winning trades. We have never won a trade. Trent Williams was a given. That was a given. That's not winning a trade. Winning a trade is fleecing. I hate to say it, you got to fleece somebody. You gotta really like, all right.
I'm you got to do like what the Dolphins did to the Niners when they got three first-round picks for the third pick in the draft. That was fleecing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, but yo, I got five more calls I got to take in the next 10 minutes, man. Sorry to cut you off. Good stuff.
I'm good.
Nice shirt.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Take care. Hugo. Yo, you just muted yourself. It's
good, there, man.
Yep.
First off, big shout out to you. You know what I mean? I've been following you for about 3 years. You know what I mean? Papa Cone also, you know. So we're going to get right into it, right?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Baltimore, right? So he should have got signed a long time ago. That's first off, you know what I mean? But I wanted to ask you a question, right? Because you and Coach were talking about that it's not about him being signed. It's more about him being the number one, right? So my thing is, I don't think he'll be number one this year. I think he's going to be number one later on. I really think that that Kyle is going to get into more of a passing scheme later on versus running, and he's going to be effective more later on. Like I said, they should have signed him, you know, 2 months earlier. Maybe last year they should have signed him. Another thing, why they wait. I think that they wait because they want to see the draft. They want to see what players they have there before they actually sign somebody versus trading them afterwards. Now, with Pearsall and Counting, I think that was their gameplay on there. So I think there's a possibility that he might get traded. Now, do I want him to go? No, definitely not. I think he's our true number one receiver. And he's going to be there later on when the changes come with Kyle. What are your thoughts on that?
You got me there, Hugo. I don't know.
So you don't think they wait to see what they got in their draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense. I think they're going to sign Ayuk. I think they're going to sign him.
I think
they're posturing like they won't. And I think everyone kind of sees through them at this point.
Cool. All right. So yeah. I got a couple notes here. I don't think Huff's going to get signed after this year.
I agree.
Another note, Mason becomes number two. I think with Mason,
I would hope so.
Catching balls and all that stuff, I think he's going to be CMC's replacement in the next 2 years. Another take, Feliciano starts at center, and Pooney takes right guard.
I could see that. Feliciano was out during OTAs along with Brendel, so we'll see what they got during training camp. They should both be there. Hugo, I got to wrap up the show pretty soon, man. Thanks for calling in. Cool. Have a good time in Orlando.
No problem.
I was there a few months ago. I liked it. See ya, man. Rico, you're next.
Grant.
What's up, Rico?
It's been a long time, man.
It's been a long time, dude. Good to see you.
They need to understand, Grant, about B.A. B.A. worked so hard to get here to not get paid. And you said he does the blocking and everything. And it's really expensive to live in California, first of all. So you getting that contract in, like, Jacksonville, Washington, completely different from getting it in San Francisco. So people need to keep that in mind as well. Another thing is, we could pay B.A. $30 million and easily just trade Debo and he'll even out. Like, we shouldn't have paid Debo. It's that simple.
Sure. Right. I can see that.
You can.
It's just interesting though. Like Ayuk is the one who's upset. Debo was at minicamp and OTAs, going through all the drills, doing all the team drills. Like he's like, "Hey man, don't trade me. I want to be here." I don't know about Brandon. Brandon's got a bunch of grievances. He doesn't really get along with the head coach. I love the coach. I love my role. I want to be here. The weather is phenomenal. Can we talk about the cuisine? I like it here.
Debo's coming to camp out of shape. He can't run routes, but you guys were quick.
Not this year.
BA. Not this year, but I'm saying he was coming to get paid, or the year before.
Yeah.
Debo was always getting hurt. It would just make no sense. Like, this guy's done everything you guys want. You guys should have no problem just like Bosa paying him. The cap is going up a lot. You should have no problem paying him and trading Debo. Another thing is, like you're saying, Kyle keep choking. There's no reason why you have that many amount of skill players and you should not build your offensive line, because you can run 5 wide and there's going to be somebody open. Between Kittle, IU, McCaffrey, there has to be somebody open.
Yeah. You don't even have to scheme it. Like, the talent alone.
Right. That's what I was – you just told him, always trying to trick somebody.
Kyle, that's what I don't understand about the Niners. Real quick, like, people talk about the Niners. Man, their roster is incredible. It has no weaknesses. They're the best roster in the league. But Kyle's the only person who could coach it. You can't even explore the idea of getting a different coach, because Kyle is the only person that could coach this great team. And no, Kyle can't win a Super Bowl with it yet. But, God, if you gave another coach this team, they'd suck. Even though they're great. I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense to me.
His time is on the clock, man. His time is on the clock. There's no reason you should have this much amount of talent, Grant, and you can't get it done. We have the better players. It doesn't matter what we run. They're going to run it better than you.
How old are you?
20.
So Kyle Shanahan has been the head coach since you were 13.
And they just gave him an extension.
13. And he still hasn't won a championship. You got to do it, man. It's time. Is he like the longest? How many coaches in the NFL have been coaches with their current team longer than him? Andy Reid, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Is that it?
Yeah. And then Bill just got going. Yeah. He's like one of the last names.
Dude, win it. And those guys have all won Super Bowls.
And it seems like Jed is eating it up, but you know, that's another topic.
It's another topic. All right, Rico. All right, good stuff. For sure. T-Bizzle, you got 20 seconds to pull over if you want to be on the show. You got 10 seconds to pull over, dog. He's like, I just wanted to say what's up. Tony says, trade BA if Purdy is great, as we say, prove it. Too late to trade him, man. We fleeced the Bears moving down in 2017. That's true. But then the Seahawks fleeced the Niners. When the Niners traded up for Reuben Foster, unfortunately. T-Bizzle, are you done? Are you good? Okay, all right. What's up, T-Bizzle?
Okay,
what's up, Real Master?
Kyle Shanahan has a choke tendency, but you can't separate his coaching from his roster building. And 5 NFC Championship game appearances and 3 Super Bowl appearances in 8 years is unparalleled.
It's very good. It's not unparalleled. It's very good.
We didn't lose because of Kyle. We lost for 3 reasons. We lost because Dre Greenlaw got injured this year. Last year, Brock Purdy got injured. And the third reason, the most important reason, it's not Andy Reid. It's not Chris Jones. It's Patrick freaking Mahomes. We're playing against Michael Jordan every year. Playing against Michael Jordan every year, Grant.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's the fact that they have a great coach and the Niners don't. That's a huge difference.
You think Kyle
Purdy's a really good quarterback?
4 or 5 Super Bowls if he had met Patrick Mahomes?
The difference between Purdy and Mahomes is smaller than the difference between Reed and Shanahan.
I heard you say that the other day on a podcast. I don't think so. Everyone always said Bill Belichick, greatest head coach of all time. And you see what happens when Brady leaves. Andy Reid, people think he's good because he got Mahomes.
He was good with Alex Smith. He was good with Donovan McNabb. And those guys were not. Those guys were like borderline quarterbacks.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
Those guys weren't Hall of Famers.
Well, is Brock Purdy a Hall of Famer?
I mean, obviously, that's what everyone's saying. I thought he's already inducted into Canton. I thought he was in.
Well, no, I mean, you just heard his games in the rain are terrible, right?
It's true. Hey, if there were no precipitation, he'd be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Come on, Grant. But
hey, yeah, everyone has their Achilles heel, man. His is wetness. His is moisture.
I won't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but but look, so BA, we're better with BA on the team than without him. Yeah. And we can structure that contract, make it 5 years, only 3 years guaranteed, blow up those last 2 years with like $45 million a year. And really, Amon St. Brown, his contract's only $21.75 million a year for like 3 or 4 years guaranteed. That reported 28, nah, it don't matter. Like what's reported don't matter. It's the guaranteed. And we could schedule that thing a way to make it work.
Yeah, that if Ayuk agrees to the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal, that's a win for the Niners. Because that really was a win for the Lions if you look at the structure. There's no guaranteed money after 2025. So it's like a one-year extension that could be longer if the team wants it to be. I mean, that's I don't think Ayuk's going to go for that. But then again, I don't freaking know. And if he does, then good.
He seems like he's concerned about that slotted average per year that he was talking about in the podcast, though.
I mean, if I were him and I saw AJ Brown got $51 million guaranteed, I'd say, hey, I was second team all pro. I want that too. But the Niners could be like, yeah, but AJ Brown's done it before. You did it once.
Yeah. Talking about winning something, some guy said we haven't won any trades and he just tossed aside Trent Williams. But what about CMC? I mean, that's a trade.
Oh, damn. Won.
And then
that's a good one.
You can hate on Jimmy Garoppolo all day long, but when we traded for him for at least a couple of years, that looked like a very good trade.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, thank you for reminding me of Christian McCaffrey. I forgot he was on the team for a while. How they got him. Thank you.
And we're better this year than last year. We improved our secondary with the draft picks. We improved our offensive line with the draft pick. We got all the same players, assuming we re-sign Ayuk. Armstead left, but he was always injured anyways. We brought in Leonard Floyd. All our guys are still in their prime. We're better this year. And we got rid of Steve Wilks, whose defense was trash.
Okay, so they're going to win the Super Bowl.
We still got to play against Michael Jordan.
He threw a pick on the first possession of the third quarter. Niners got the ball in Kansas City territory and punted. I'm sorry, but Mahomes doesn't play defense. Jordan played defense. T-Bizzle, you got somewhere to be. I know it. It's written all over your face. You got somewhere to be and you're about 15 minutes late.
No, man, I just left church. We're in downtown Chicago on the Shoreline Boulevard.
Really? What are you doing in Chicago?
I moved here a couple months ago. My wife's in medical school.
Wow. I thought you were in Manteca.
I used to be in Manteca. And then I went to Texas and I'm in Chicago.
Right. All right. Well, next time I see you, I'm sure you'll be in New York. So enjoy.
All right. See you, Grant.
All right, man. It's 4:01. The show is over. I'm sorry I didn't get to everyone, but I'll do this again next weekend. Michael says, why would Ayuk want to play here when he doesn't have a relationship with Kyle Shanahan like the other players, aka Cabo Clickdo? Let BA go play with his best friend where he clearly wants to be. I would have traded him to Washington before the draft, but the Niners didn't want to do that, did they? Anyway, I can't wait for Brandon Ayuk to be on a podcast, an interview. Maybe he'll go on The View. Maybe he'll go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Maybe he'll go on Dancing with the Stars. I haven't seen enough of him recently. I'd like to see the Brandon behind the Brandon. The Brandon behind the Brandon. I'm waiting for it. Thanks for watching, everyone. I'll be back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.